Another historic anniversary I want to mention. 100 years ago, last week actually, the U.S. began its occupation of Haiti. We know about France and the slaves that revolted against the French, but the U.S. occupation of Haiti lasted 19 years and had profound effects on the Caribbean nation. But why did it even happen? The world's one-man history encyclopedia, Chris Wolfe, is here to explain. Why did the U.S. go into Haiti in 1915, Chris?
Well, do you want the public reasons, Marco, or the actual reasons?
Give me both reasons.
Well, publicly, the U.S. said they wanted to reestablish peace and order after a long period of chaos in Haiti, which was true. There had been repeated changes in government as different factions competed for power. But behind the scenes, there was a concern over a strategic concern, it being World War I. There was actually a German elite in Haiti that controlled a lot of the economy, and there was a fears that there was a stalking horse for German naval power. There's great ports and facilities for naval operations in Haiti, and the Americans didn't want that in the event of a conflict. But there's also this economic concern as well. They didn't like that the Germans controlled all this stuff, and they wanted to actually open things up for American investors. All this was pretty embarrassing for Woodrow Wilson, the father of self-determination. He actually caught a lot of flack at the 1919 Paris Peace Conference after World War I because he was going around preaching self-determination for the nations of the world, and people are turning to him and saying, well, hello, why is the U.S. occupying so much of the Caribbean?
Right. So 19 years is a long time. How did the U.S. occupation of Haiti change that country?
Well, there was a long period of political and financial stability, great improvement in infrastructure on the plus side. But on the negative side, a lot of that revenue that was being collected was being channeled out to pay off American and French creditors, while that had a negative stagnating effect on the economy. So it was pretty unpopular. Plus, you know, local elites were marginalized and felt kind of excluded from power and excluded from influence. And there was obviously, it's the 1920s, there's a lot of racist, you know, behavior going on as well. So when they see these kind of uncouth Marine sergeants swanning around looking like they owned the place, it kind of didn't sit well with the mixed race and black elites that existed at the time.
There are so many dynamics that have led up to the dysfunction of Haiti in 2015. But are you able to make a connection between the U.S. occupation and any of the dysfunction today?
Well, Haiti's got a lot of its own inherent problems, but you can point to when the U.S. was leaving, because of like the inherent racism of the time, the kind of people they were putting into positions of power and influence were, again, the mixed race people rather than the black majority. So you see this great consolidation of power amongst the mixed race elite, which has effects all through the 20th century. But at the same time, there was this great flowering in black pride amongst the African population, celebrating its African heritage rather than its French or kind of other European influences.
Yeah, negritude, as the French once said. Well, it's just a snapshot of a turbulent history, but it's really helpful. Our history guy, Chris Wolfe, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.